Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
I started the audio right away. You better be ready, Sister Amen.
I know.
Sometimes I started before Sister Amen's even ready. She's way on the other side of the gospel van. A whole, 12 feet away.
Yeah, I was just sitting down.
We hope you're all doing well. We are ready to come to you with our audio edification for today. We're going to have a busy evening. I got a brother's call, then I got a seeker's call. Sister Amen was just on the phone a little while ago with some sisters, so it's been a busy day.
It has, and we traveled, and we did some errands.
We traveled to get to the town where we're going to preach, so we're now in it. Tomorrow's our preach right down the road. If that all goes well, praise the Lord, we had safe travels.
Right, I'm thankful.
Sister Amen had a bunch of Titus II stuff to do in the van, and we got that all done, and so we've been doing a lot of ministry. Sister Amen, I'm going right to you. What's on your heart and mind today?
Well, first, I'm thankful for this day.
Amen.
Thankful to be a godly, holy woman doing good works and not bad ones. I don't know.
We're not worthy, but we strive to be worthy.
Right, I love that, yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say, I did just a real quick sister sharing audio on, because I read Jeremiah 2:1, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me. And I was thinking about those words, word came to me, or word of the Lord came to me. And so I just did a quick audio on that. I just thought it was kind of interesting. And then...
Was that what your audio was on?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah. It's just a real short one in the morning. I like to try to do a good morning audio for sisters, if it works out that way. I did try to give a gospel card to a woman.
I got a picture of it.
Yeah, we were in the hardware store, and I had this burning desire. I was like, somebody's going to get a gospel card before we go. And it doesn't always work that way. You know, we're in this busy world. People don't always want to look at you. They don't want to smile. And I usually try to get opportunity, a door opener, something, you know. And so today there was a couple ladies. One of them was riding a scooter chair, and she's holding a dog. This is in the store. Another woman, I think she was walking hers while she was pushing the cart. And so I kind of lurked around them while Brother Two Posts was looking at some lumber items and stuff. And I saw a woman, she was pulling out these long, I think they were 2x2s, and she was trying to sort through them. And I said, yeah, we used to do a lot of household projects, and we had to dig through them because a lot of times they're warped and splintered. And she got a couple. I said, if you need some help, I'll help you. And she said, no, she got it. And I said, well, here. I said, looks like you got a couple good ones. Here, let me give you some good news. I said, and it's not warped and splintered either.
That was
a good
one.
Yeah, and I was handing her the gospel card, and she looked at it, and I said, good news, how to find eternal life. And right as I was saying that, she said, no, thank you. She was really, really nice about it. She smiled, told me to have a good day, and then she kind of walked off with her dog and with her friend that had her dog. And I was thinking, those dogs are so important to them. They bring them into the store, and you try to give them the precious truth, and they don't want it, but... You just do the best you can.
The gospel went out anyway. The cashier.
Yeah. Yeah, she was pretty receptive of it. Yeah. So that was nice. Yeah. And a few, I was in and out of a few stores doing witness walks, and people got gospel cards. And so that was nice.
I want to share tonight. I'm doing a teaching, and it'll be up later on today after the brother's call. I'm doing a teaching on Ephesians 4:12, body life. Let me read it to you. 11 through 13. He gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So today we're going to talk about it, and we're kind of refining how we do things in body life and make sure that we're not doing things that we shouldn't do and make sure we are doing what we should do. I'm bringing a teaching on that because this is kind of the core of what the body of Christ is for. It's the people that are teachers and overseers, and every man can bring truth, obviously. Every man gets a chance to speak up, bring what the Lord puts on his heart. But the goal is to edify the saints and perfect them for the work of the ministry, and we're going to go over that in this teaching. So I just wanted you to ponder that. If you're part of a body, or if you long to be part of a body, think about what it really means to be part of a body. It really is not a social club. It's not a social club at all. It's not a place to make you come feel good, be around other people. Really, the core baser of it is for the training up of the saints to edify each other. Obviously, we're there to glorify God, worship God, but our worship is not the body gathered. Our worship is of everyday life. Live for the Lord. But the body gathering is actually edifying each other and you can pray, you can sing songs to each other, and then most of it is, as we see in Scripture, teaching of the Word of God to build up saints. Does that make sense, Sister Amin?
Oh, it does.
Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, it made me think of the sister's call we had, and there's a sister moved into a house with another family.
Yeah, she moved from halfway across the world with a new family.
Yeah, I was asking them some of the thoughts on the things that they've been learning about being together, like patience and examining yourself and learning how to help one another or receive help and all kinds of things like that. And so that was a really good edifying call. And then we're also going to get into some topics on the roles of godly women, you know, the differences of those. And then
I thought that was really good. I heard you talk about washing feet, and it wasn't literal foot washing. It was foot washing of helping each other in the household.
Right, yeah. And I thought this was really good. One of the sisters said she's not like a small talk kind of person. So when she's focusing on her tasks, and so is the other one like that too, very, very serious and sober-minded, but joyful and peace, in peace, going about their business and their works, and then having time to have good, fruitful, meaningful talks.
Yes.
And that's how our phone calls are. They may not be, you know, like the world is, where they're talking all the time and
right,
every single day, and we make sure that the saints are focused on the things of God and striving forward, edifying.
And everybody's sharing on the messenger. We use messenger a lot.
Yeah, everybody's still communicating. So it was all good.
Yeah.
So more good things coming.
Yep. So the body life, think about that and listen for that teaching. It'll be up later on tonight about what is the purpose of the New Testament body and what we're supposed to be doing in that body. And I think we're going to talk about, too, how, like, when a body gathers, to make sure that we're really serious, sober-minded, taking it all for what it's worth, preparing ourselves, examining ourselves. I think that's where the Lord's Supper comes in there, too. As often as a body agrees to do it, because I think that's kind of like a leveling line. It's kind of like a plumb line of, am I walking worthy of taking the Lord's Supper? If I am, then I'm probably serious, sober-minded, doing what I should. If I'm coming to the body gathering and I'm not prepared to take the Lord's Supper, why not? What's going on in your life that you're not? Are you in sin? Are you not taken serious? Are you being lukewarm? So I think that's a good plumb line, and I'll talk about that some in the teaching.
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of go from ditch to ditch. Either they just do it like rarely ever.
Right.
Or they just do it as like a dead ritual religion like the churches do that don't even do it right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's in the middle ground there.
Amen. What else on your mind, Sister Amin?
Well, it was so busy and we got some things to do. I didn't have a whole lot other than I have a verse for the ending of it. Kind of goes along with training for ministry.
Why don't you share your verse with us?
Okay. Kind of goes along with the training for ministry that, you said. Yeah. 2 Timothy 4:5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
Amen.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a good verse for all of us, men and women, brothers and sisters, to make sure that in your ministry you're making full proof of it and carrying it through in a sober mind, being diligent, being seeking after the things of God, so that God is honored, the body is served, and then you're walking, I love this word, circumspectly.
Mm-hmm. Sure I like that too.
Yes, circumspectly. So, I have a phone call with a seeker today, and I met this man out street preaching, and I just want to talk about how seekers, especially long distance, this man's long distance, we have to be very careful how and when we infuse them into the body. If it's a face-to-face issue with somebody that goes down in the waters of baptism and confesses Christ, it's a lot easier. You're right there in front of them. When it's long distance, we got to be careful. And I'm not saying that about this man. I don't believe this about this man. But we have encountered in our past many workers of Satan that come in and deceive, and many that come in and cause leaven and trouble. We had one recently that did that. The young man, I won't mention his name, that kind of brought some leaven and tried to bring some strange doctrine in. So it was okay for the body to see and talk to these people, and I wanted that to happen so that they understand and learn that it's not always best that you see and talk to them, because it can distract the body from what they're doing. It can maybe focus them on those people that never come. And what we've learned, the success rate of people that come out of the world in churchianity is about to come to Christ fully is about the same as the people that have come out of the world in churchianity and say, I think I want to join the body of Christ. And then they find out the cost and the doctrines and they find out what they must do. It's about the same success rate, isn't it, Sister Amin? Few, a puny few.
Exactly what Jesus said.
Yep, a puny few, Matthew 7. Yeah. So it's not like, oh, we got them here, they want to join, they're coming in. No, a lot of times they see the cross and they go, what? This one young man, when he found out he has to separate from his heretical church body, he was done. I can't do that, that's too hard, he said. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus said to do. That's what the Bible teaches us to do. So I have that call, and I'm always looking forward to edify seekers and bring them along, but we have to be careful. 1 Timothy 5:22, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Mm-hmm. Keep yourself pure. That's my job, my goal, to keep the body pure. Sister Almond, what were you going to say?
Oh, I wasn't going to
answer. Oh, I thought you put your hand up.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about how different it was back when Christ was being preached, when it was the Jews and the Gentiles.
Jews, like, Gentiles, or just a pagan.
Black or white or something, you know, and in here there's so much vetting to be done, yep. You know, with all the lies and everything. You got to be very, very careful and test people.
Great point. We're in the last days that Jesus and Paul warned about, where there's many false Jesus, many false Christ, many false doctrines, the great falling away. So it's totally different than it was in Paul's time. In Paul's time, as Sister Amon was just saying, you got Jews that knew the Torah law and were very close to coming if they just followed Jesus. They were holy, set-apart people. You got Gentiles that often were pagans that, yeah, they had some issues, but they needed to be put that down and come to Christ. Today, as we always talk about, 40,000 different flavors of denominations that, and a lot of false doctrine that people need to have rooted out of them.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, you know, back then, it was like your life and death.
Amen.
You know, you come to the Lord, you could lose your life. Today, people won't even lose their clothes.
Amen. Yeah.
For biblical clothing. They won't lose their television. And
exactly.
They won't lose their pride, and yeah, they won't lose their family. And
yeah, that's a big, big difference. So we got to know the age we're living in.
Yeah, right.
We're in the last days. So.
Yep.
I just have one chunk of scripture to share. Any last thoughts, Sister Amon, before we go and do our gathering online?
No. No.
I am getting ready. I'm finishing Philippians chapter 4, and as soon as Philippians is done, we're going to be switching, and I'm going to be working through Revelation verse by verse. I'm kind of really looking forward to this, but I want to read a verse here, or some verses here, to encourage everybody. Ready? Revelation 22, 17 through 21. Great encouragement and a warning. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I love that. It's like John 3. Whosoever, he said in John 3, can come. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy, this book. If any man add to these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take his part out of the book of life. Can he be removed from the book of life, Sister Amon?
Yeah, I don't want that.
It's what Jesus says. And out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book, he which testify these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So that's the last part of Revelation, and we're going to be working our way through it. It's going to take a long, long, long time, because there's a lot in Revelation to know. There's a lot that we can't know for sure, but we're going to work through it bit by bit, piece by piece, because I believe I need to get myself, my house, my brethren in order for what is coming. And I think studying the book of Revelation and all the verses related to that are going to help us do that. Any thoughts as we enter into that season of our life, Sister Amon, going through the book of Revelation, and we're living in the last days?
Well, there's a lot of hope in it for those who are in Christ, but a lot of despair for those who want to reject him.
Remember, I did the teaching on all the promises of Revelation.
I love that, yeah.
I'm going to focus on a lot of those when we go through it.
Oh, yeah.
We're definitely not focusing on the Antichrist and all the wicked stuff, but we're going to cover that. But there's a lot more promises. It's actually, if you understand, the book of Revelation was written to tell us about Christ and encourage the saints who are about ready to go through tribulation. That's what it's for.
Right. And, you know, when I think about Revelation, I can see God's righteousness and his justice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in our flesh, you know, we got to really kill that and learn how to see like he does. It took me a long time to realize his righteousness and his justice is good, even though lots of death and destruction coming.
Yeah, I see Genesis to Revelation, a progressive revelation of God. And I see God creating man, then God Man falls, then God angry and destroys with Noah and then Israel, and he did a lot of destruction with Israel and the people around him and Sodom and Gomorrah and all that before that. And then I see Christ coming, and I see grace, a baby in a manger. I see the Lamb of God, and then I see the message of the gospel go out, and then you see Satan rising up with false signs and wonders, and then the wrath of God is coming back.
Yeah.
And so we need to keep that in mind. Everybody thinks Jesus is the long-haired, feminine, hippie guy that overlooks sin. He's coming back in flaming fire. He is not happy with the wicked. And that's why we travel and preach to warn people, tell them the goodness of God, what he's done, but warn them about the severity that he's coming for them.
Yes.
And he's going to judge. There's going to be a great harvest. We're going to read about this in Revelation. The angels are going to come with the sickle and plunge it deep into the earth. Just the thought of that. And there's going to be a harvest. And a lot of the harvest is chaff. That is people, goats, that are going to miss the kingdom. And they're going to be sent away and burnt up. And then there's the harvest of the wheat grain, the wheat seeds, and the corn. That's the true saints. The elect are going to be gathered up. But most of the harvest is going to be reaping from the world and the wicked. And they're going to be taken away and thrown into the great wine press of wrath of God Almighty. And the book of Revelation says people will be crying for rocks to fall on them. Ready? You think about the little baby lamb, Jesus the lamb, the little baby in the manger. They're going to be calling out for the rocks to hide them from the wrath of the lamb. Ponder that, brothers and sisters. That's what's coming. Seek after the kingdom of God. Be on the right side. You don't want to be on the side of wrath. You want to be on the side of his grace, his mercy, his goodness via the gospel. Check out the gospel, don'tperish.com. Tons of resources for you. Check out everything Sister Amma is going to post at the top of the audio edification page. And then check out her sister's audios if you're a sister or a woman that's seeking. If you're a seeker, repent and follow Christ. And check out the Ecclesia gathering as well, because we add to that almost every single day. We're adding stuff there to edify people.
Yeah.
Anything
praise
else?
Praise God for light in a dark place.
Amen.
And when you asked me earlier if I had anything else to share, well, I always have lots and lots to share, but I was trying to be a little conservative because I know we got a lot going on. But I do have to share this. I love my sisters, and I hope you strive on, and I'm here to encourage you.
Awesome. And we got 2 minutes to our call. We made it just in time.
Oh, hey, yay.
All good things at good time, and we're sitting in our parking spot for the night. We're always thankful when we get to our parking spot. Kind of like when you get home and you're able to walk in your home and go home. We get to our parking spot, which is always temporary. But for tonight, this is our home. But you know what, Sister Amma? I'll leave with this thought. We have no city, but we're waiting for an eternal one to come.
Yeah, that's right.
Go read the book of Hebrews and you'll know what I'm talking about. Love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, we'll be bringing stuff from our preach tomorrow, Lord willing. And hopefully that will edify people. Maybe we'll meet a sheep out there.
Maybe.
That needs a light and the truth and the salt of God's word. We want to be that.
But even so, God's righteousness and justice will prevail with his word going out.
Amen. We preach for either for people's glorification to come be with God or their condemnation, and God is glorified. Either way, he will judge them and send them away. We want to warn them so our hands are clean.
Amen.
All right. We love you all.
May God be praised. Email that right away.